Welcome to the Antioch Word, a podcast for the Antioch College community. My name is Mary Evans, and I'm the 2018 Miller Fellow at WISO. On March 29, 2018, the Herndon Gallery at Antioch College will be opening an exhibit called The Incarcerated States Project. This is the first episode of my two-part series, The Incarcerated States Interviews. I went behind the scenes and spoke with the people that have been actively involved from the start. Today, we'll hear my interview with Antioch College Assistant Arts Professor Forrest Bright. Forrest shared with me how his experience inside an incarcerated state has impacted his perspective on prisons, and how the many forms of art taught here at Antioch College are utilized on the inside.
My name is Forrest Bright. I am a visiting assistant professor here at Antioch College. I teach visual art. Mostly, I focus on two-dimensional work, so drawing, painting, printmaking, things that live in the kind of realm of image. Emily was doing this show, States of Incarceration, and we started talking about it and talking about wanting to have more artwork involved in it. And basically, I just started going with at first with a group of students and Emily. And then I was just going and kind of getting to know them and getting to know like what it was to kind of interact in the prison. It's pretty strange. It's a really weird environment, just kind of going through the levels of security and the way people are isolated there. Anyway, Emily just invited me to go, and then I just kept going. And then when we started meeting with the Life First group, that was a little bit more organized. We had to like actually meet with everyone with a life sentence and sort of say, hey, we want to do this, and kind of get people on board. It was like actually quite awkward and strange. But yeah, that group's been meeting. For me, it has been an incredible learning experience, you know, like just sort of knowing their stories. And the thing is like you don't – I think what's hard is it's not like you just go and you know their stories. It's through like a series of conversations, and like little parts of what's happened to them start to come out. And it's really changed my thinking of like – what our prisons are and what they're doing. To me, I think there is a direct link to our prisons and our education system. I mean, I think that they are just tied together. And so when one moves one way, the other one moves too. And there's no like separating those things out. And I feel like that is, there's been so much more emphasis on our prisons, so much more emphasis on sort of negative action and responsibility for that. And to me, it's more like, let's look at causes. Let's look at our own structures of living. And I think like that's what education is doing. And so, okay, for art, I mean, I think this is an important thing. It's like mostly art, I think maybe part of this is tied with liberal arts schools, is like it's not so much about like some paintings. That's not really what matters. I mean, I love paintings. I love just paintings. But I also think for me what it's about is the experience of them, the experience that the person has making it, the experience that then I have looking at it. All of that is wrapped up in it. And so like for any artist, any person going in to the prison, like that to me is what you're actually doing, is you are like providing some moment for like an experience to happen that otherwise would not happen. Like that's what's valuable, not so much, you know, we could come away and like none of the artwork is that interesting or whatever. And it's still, to me, that wouldn't matter. It's that the experience happens. And I mean, often I think it's evident in the things that are made too. But I also think this is that often the people who are in prison, the women we've been working with, like that's one of the things they're missing, is this realization that their experiences actually matter and that they can communicate those. Like they can talk about them. They're as valid as, you know, whatever celebrity's life. they're as valid as anyone's life. Like, their life experiences other people don't know. And so, hey, communicate those, put those out. Like, that's – it's useful for us all.
And as someone who's attending and very much involved and very much compassionate about where I came from, the incarcerated state, it means more to me to bring something, another outlet for these women to be able to be heard more than anything. So I'm hoping that, you know, the listeners of this podcast are, you know, listening with empathy and an open mind, and maybe they have some suggestions to how we can maybe start an art program in lieu of what Emily brings up there with the anthropology class. So yeah, that's what I'm hoping could happen. And I thank you for your brilliant design of the art cover for the Incarcerated Project booklet, the pamphlet. Like, it's amazing. And I will say thank you from the women of DCI too, because I represent them too. And we just want to say thank you for taking time to go up there as well.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Yeah.
That was an interview with Professor Forrest Bright on the Antioch Word. Next, Assistant Anthropology Professor Emily Steinmetz explains the many forms of art that are used inside an incarcerated state to address social injustice issues. She also describes her involvement with the Incarcerated States Project and how you can become involved.
Hi, Mary. My name is Emily Steinmetz, and I am an assistant professor of anthropology at Antioch College, and I also coordinate the Prison Justice Initiative, which is a series of programs, many of which involve work at Dayton Correctional Institution in Dayton, Ohio, a women's prison, as well as a book packing program that sends books and zines to people who are incarcerated all over the country that we've run out of the basement of the building where my office is.
I first met you while I was on the inside coming through your Inside Out program, the anthropology class. Would you tell the listeners a little bit about that class?
Sure. The Inside Out class is part of a national program that is organized out of Temple University in Philadelphia. So I went to Temple several years ago and got an Inside Out instructor certification. And then when I started my job at Antioch, the first thing I did was try to get an Inside Out class up and running. And I had some people in the state who were helping me figure out where and how to do this. I ended up teaching my first Inside Out class in the spring of 2015, which is the class you were in, at Dayton Correctional with women there. The theme of the class when I teach it is race, gender, and citizenship. And in the class, we bring together the class is constituted half of Antioch College students and half of incarcerated students, and we meet together at the prison to have class all together. I think exploring the themes of race, gender, and citizenship from the lens of a prison is particularly interesting because it gives us a chance to really think about citizenship beyond just the legal definition, but also as a form of inclusion or exclusion, thinking about how, as a society, we set boundaries for rights that are unequal depending on who a person is. And in that case, while our class doesn't just focus on incarceration, that's just one small unit, I think all of the history of looking at race and gender inequality with citizenship kind of culminates when we look at prisons. It's also a project-based class, and so the students work together in small groups on projects of their own design. And so the inside and outside students are partnered in groups. And those groups have ranged from the group projects have ranged in topic from things like exploring mandatory minimum drug laws. And that group launched a letter writing campaign inside and outside the prison. And all of those signed letters were sent to elected representatives in the state of Ohio and U.S. representatives as well. Some students looked at disability access and language access inside of prisons. Some groups looked at education programs in prisons and actually put forward a proposal to the warden. More recently, students have looked at healthcare in the United States, gender and labor inside the prison and outside the prison. Let's see. One group did like an arts-based project about the topic of borderless nations that was a visual art, had a visual art component as well as a creative writing component, kind of imagining a future of nations without borders, and other projects like that. Those are some examples.
I'm forever indebted to Antioch College for all the great awakeness that it brought into DCI, especially the political views that I didn't know that I shared with anyone until I met the Liberal Arts College Antioch. How do you think art as an expression is impactful to an incarcerated individual?
Let's see. That's a very good question. Well, I think to step back a little bit, what prisons in my mind are about are first and foremost about separation and invisibility. I think prisons are physical barriers that keep the people behind the gates and the walls segregated from the people on the other side. And I think that this is done to the detriment of everybody, of our whole society, this division. I also think there is an overt effort at keeping the people inside invisible and voiceless. The hurdles we have to jump through to do any kind of public-facing work with the women at the prison is one example of that. And so I think kind of seeing that silencing that happens, that very intentional institutional silencing, seeing the way that people are actively discouraged from having productive and supportive relationships with their family members on the outside, with each other on the inside, that prisons are really designed to be disruptive to relationships. And the reality is that most of the people in prison, more than anything else, need productive, supportive relationships. So I think what we try to do in our programs is just really, it's a modest goal, which is to just hold a space where people can form relationships, where people can express themselves as freely as is possible, where we can have joy in a place that joy is not really a thing that's encouraged. People get mad when people in prison are joyful. We don't think they should be allowed to be joyful. So I think trying to just hold a container where people can have those emotions and can express them in whatever forms are best, whether that's performative, right? We have people who've sang songs in these meetings, whether that's through writing, whether that's through visual art, however people want to do that. And then I think the other thing we try very hard to do is just set ground rules of radical acceptance, where what we do in that space is not to be judged by each other, but what we do is kind of lift each other up.
I also wanted you to tell us what days we can come over and pack up books, where we're at, and I hope all the listeners, the Antioch community people, can get involved with this and help us get some more reading material back into the prison.
So right now, the Books to Prisoners Project doesn't have we don't have a regular meeting schedule, but we have regular meetings to pack books. It's just not scheduled in advance. If people wanted to participate, they could email me at my email address. I'm Emily Steinmetz, and you can find me on the faculty page. And I can add you to our prison justice listserv. So anytime we do an event, you could get an email letting you know when it's going to happen. We also just raised money on Giving Tuesday in November to hire a 5 hours a week student worker to be the new Books to Prisoners Project coordinator. And so that person, whoever gets that job, we're hiring right now. So that person would also be able to kind of coordinate more book packing events than I can kind of coordinate by myself. So I'm really looking forward to that. That'll also allow us to do nights and evenings book packing events when people in the community might be more available. But there is one date when people can come pack books, which is the opening to our exhibit here at the Herndon Gallery on April 12th. In the evening, we're going to have an opening to our States of Incarceration exhibit. We're going to have some speakers, some music, some art and lots of opportunities to learn about incarceration in the United States. And at the end, we're going to take people over to McGregor Hall, to the Books to Prisoners Library in the basement, which is the coolest place ever. And they can help reply to the hundreds of letters that we have from people all over the country asking for books, for zines, and for composition notebooks so that they can write. And then we just mail those out to them.
Well, I thank you for your time, and I thank you for all the great work you do. And I am forever grateful for your friendship and your compassion, and thank you.
Oh, thank you, Mary.
That was Antioch College Assistant Anthropology Professor Emily Steinmetz speaking with me, Mary Evans, the 2018 Miller Fellow at WYSO. You've been listening to the Antioch Word Podcast. You can find more episodes of our podcast at WYSO.org, on NPR One, or subscribe on Apple Podcasts.